You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Eagles Club in Bloomington is hosting The Best of Hank and Rita, a barroom operetta, Friday, January 29th and Saturday the 30th at 8 p.m. The show is directed by Terry Ryburn, who's old friends with one half of the singing duo. And Rosenquist Fee makes music in Minnesota with her friend, Joe Tugas. Together, they're known as The Fry, and they're also mistakenly known as man and wife.
People started asking them if they were married. Well, they were, but not to each other. So Joe kind of got fed up with that question, and he started answering, well, not anymore. So that brought up an interesting concept for people, and he decided he would write the lyrics and music for what he's calling a barroom operetta, which is about a fictional duo, Hank and Rita. They were very big in the 70s in their fictional world, and it's 1986, and they've kind of fallen on hard times. So they're playing small clubs across the Midwest, and in the process, Rita has decided that she's leaving Hank.
But Hank doesn't know that.
Hank does not know that. The audience does, because at the beginning of the show, there's a voiceover of Rita's letter that she's left in the dressing room for Hank. So during the show, there's sort of this tension because the audience is in on the fact that she's leaving him, but Hank is not aware that Rita is leaving him at the end of the show. The show is funny. It's heartbreaking. The emotions are incredible. And Anne Rosenquist Fee, I have to say, is such a good actress. I had no idea. She graduated from here with a bachelor's in mass communication and a master's in English.
Now, there's going to be some filming taking place when they're performing here in Bloomington Normal. Why is that?
That's correct. When I saw the show, I knew that it would make a wonderful movie. My friend Kathy Davis, who is co-producing this show.
Not the coroner.
Not the coroner. No, now she has to add that when she introduces herself.
That's on her business card.
It must be, yeah. But we went up to Minneapolis to see the show, and we knew we had to bring it to Bloomington. But I also knew how cinematic it was. And so I have now gotten a cinematographer, J.J. Painter. I've seen some of his work, and he's really, really good. So what we're going to do is make a short film. So anyone who attends the Hank and Rita show is on a movie set. We're going to use that short film to submit to film festivals and also to try to raise funds to make a full-length feature film that's going to follow Hank and Rita from Illinois to Chicago on Route 66.
There's another connection
and
to you.
Exactly. And we'll just see the breakup, 2,448 miles long.
Everybody here in the Twin Cities knows that you are the Route 66 maven.
Thank you.
But you're also a comedian. How are you using your comedy chops to help out in this situation?
I've been doing stand-up for about 10 years. I decided right before I retired from ISU that I wanted to try it, and I absolutely love it. I love making people laugh. So the night before the Hank and Rita show, which would be Thursday the 28th at 8 p.m., is a night of stand-up comedy.
And that's also going to be at the Eagles.
It will be at the Eagles. It's $10 at the door, and I'm using that to raise the funds to, first of all, bring them to Bloomington, and secondly, if there's additional, then it will go into the movie.
What sort of time frame are you looking at for after the filming is done, of getting this film assembled and ready to go to film festivals?
I'm hoping by the 1st of July. I know there are several major film festivals that would be the deadline for those. So I can't speak for the cinematographer, and he's going to edit the film. But we're sort of shooting for the 1st of July.
So do you have really high hopes? Do you really think that this is something as a film that could really sort of fill a niche that's not getting filled?
I believe so. It's so unique, and the acting is so good in this. It's not just a concert. It's also a performance. It's a play within a concert, and it's unique, and I think people are always looking for unique, interesting things. Also, when we do the feature-length film, there hasn't been a Route 66 film since Cars, and so I think there's a market for that. I think people would enjoy seeing the iconic sights along the road. I think they would enjoy this journey, this road trip, along with the story.
That's Terry Ryburn. Tickets for her night of comedy on the 28th at 8 p.m. are available at the door of the Eagles Club. The Best of Hank and Rita, a barroom operetta, it's January 29th and 30th at 8 p.m., also at the Eagles Club in Bloomington. Tickets are available in advance at hankandrita.com. I'm Laura Kennedy.